This is Vincent Price. Listen to a story of the night.
We bring you Stories of the Night. This night. Today's night. A night which covers and uncovers. A night which brings sleep. But before that rest is full of small adventures, small laughter, small mysteries, and the tears. The salt tears. From the waters from which the shadowed gods made all things and us and you, we bring you Small Stories of the Night.
This is Vincent Price again. You're about to hear a very unusual story. And yet it is more than unusual, because you may find some of the events as close to you as your own blood. We're about to seize an hour out of time in these United States of ours, happenings from coast to coast, in Peabody Award-winning Arch Obler's story that is titled with one simple word, night.
The land is in darkness. The day, once capering with the promise of its allotted hours, has gone, creeping agedly over the edge of the sky. Night, soft veiling, lies thickly over the ponds and swamps and lakes and rivers, over the knolls and dunes and buttes and mountains, over the homesteads, farms, the ranches and plantations, over the villages and towns and county seats and cities. For a whisper of time, the night is on the land.
Mutual Radio Theater, a new adventure in radio listening. Five nights of exceptional entertainment every week. Brought to you in Elliot Lewis's production of the Mutual Radio Theater. Our story, Night, by Arch Obler, with an all-star cast.
And now the first act of Night.
The night is a trickster. It mutates, transposes, changes, shuffles, conjures, prestidigitates, juggles, spoofs, hoodwinks, and hocus-pocuses. A white sheet, wind-tossed, spawns a ghost. A tumbleweed, a roving demon, a timber's creak, a dead man's bones. And underneath the bed wait nameless, faceless, night-born things. The night moves on and whispers behind the joke of the dark beyond the dark.
You mean he cut them up in little pieces and stuck them in the boiler?
That's what I mean.
Gosh. Hey, Ryan, cut that out, will you?
What's the matter?
Nothing's the matter with me. Can't you play nothing else?
Sure.
Ryan.
Ryan, cut it out, will you? What's the matter with you guys?
Nothing. We don't want to hear you play, so there's something wrong with us?
Yeah. This the music center or a fire station? How would you characters like to... Hold it. Hold it. Oh, that's over in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
It's a hoodoo, all right.
Hoodoo what? What are you guys up to?
Listen to Hank. He'll tell you.
Okay, I'm listening.
It's Thursday, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Thursday.
There hasn't been a night run in this station on Thursday night for 25 years.
25 years?
Yeah, since the Thursday night that Patty Connors died.
On a windy night, just like this one.
Patty Connors? Who was Patty Connors?
He was a firefighter. And he died in this station 20 years ago, right in this room.
Hey, fellas. Is this guy kidding me?
Listen, you big lug. He's telling you the facts.
Well, you want to hear the rest of the story, Ryan?
Sure. Why not?
Okay. I thought maybe you didn't like ghost stories.
Yeah? Go on.
Okay. Patty Connors was the driver of the steam pumper that ran out of this station 20 years ago. He was a little guy, but big with women.
Like me.
Sure, sure.
Yeah. Only one day, he met a woman he shouldn't have met. The pretty wife of the fellow who stoked the boiler of the pumper.
Oh.
One day, the fellow who stoked the boiler of the pumper came home when he shouldn't have come home.
Yeah.
Patty did some quick talking, and he thought he'd talked his way out of it, because nothing happened.
Nothing?
Nothing. But the next day, there was some kind of a big celebration out in Grant Park, and most of the fire department went down there to put on an exhibition, leaving only a skeleton crew, 3 or 4 guys, and Patty and the fellow with the good-looking wife were 2 of them. The other fellas finally went across the street to get a beer. They were only gone a few minutes. But when they came back, Patty was gone.
Gone?
Just gone. And nobody knew just where. And he didn't come back. The chief figured he'd run off with some woman somewhere, so he crossed him off the department's lists, and that was that. Only it wasn't that, because a year went by, and it was Thursday, just about this time of night. Fellas were sitting around just the way we are, right in this room, everything okay, when all at once somebody said, "Look, on the floor, what's that?" That was a big stain. And when they looked closer and touched it, it was blood. What could they do? Nobody knew how it got there. So somebody got some soap and water and some sand, and they scrubbed it up in case the inspector came around. And everybody helped but one, the fella who had the pretty wife. He just sat there. He didn't move. He just kept watching. A week went by. Thursday again. Same time of night. Fellas were sitting around here, just the way we are. And there it was again. The fresh blood. This time they called in cops. It didn't do much good, because blood is blood, and that's all it was, just a little blood on the floor. They scrubbed it up. A week went by. Thursday night came around again. And they were waiting. The floor was clean. They had a lantern sitting there. They waited. Nothing happened. And then all at once it did. The light went out. Everybody began to yell in the dark, running around, bumping into each other. At last, someone found a light, lit it, and then they saw there on the floor was blood again. Only this time, it was pouring out from the throat of the fella who had the pretty wife.
Well, what? Who?
He cut his own throat. At least that's what they say. And he left a letter telling what he had done to Patty. Cut him up and stuffed him in the boiler of the pumper all those weeks ago.
Right here in this station.
That's right. Right here in this station.
And there hasn't been a night run out of this place for 25 years.
What do you know?
There was something else you fellas don't know about.
Huh?
His confession. The murderer said that he had cut Patty up right in there.
In there?
You mean place where we make our coffee.
That's it.
Oh.
Well, how do you like it?
I don't like it.
Well, that's all there is to it. Gosh. Sure is a dark, quiet night tonight, isn't it?
Yeah.
Say, Ryan.
Huh?
It's your turn to make the coffee tonight.
Is it?
Sure.
Well, Hank, would you like to come along and sort of help me?
We return to Arch Obler's story of Night Drifting Across America. A very extraordinary night, full of wonder and amazement and horror.
The Night is a memory book, a diary, a doomsday document, inscriptions in deep carved eternal stone and metals, a tape unerasable with memoranda, notes, and pictured jottings of every brainwave of a million billion bits of depositions made since slime was random life. And life was slime.
Yes? What is it?
It's Keith Linden, Mr. McGronick. May I come in?
Of course. Come in, my young friend. Here, let me have your coat.
Oh, thank you very much. Forgive me for not phoning first, but...
Oh, it's all right. I'm charmed to see you. Now then, sit down, please. What would you like to drink? A little spritzer with some nice imported red wine, maybe?
No, thank you. I must get back to the office rather quickly.
Oh, the office. You Americans, always the office. Please, you will sit down. You will tell your news, huh? It is good news, yes?
Well, how did you...
Oh, I can see it on your face. So tell me.
Victory. Complete victory. The ruling just came through. You cannot be deported. Now we're in the foreseeable future, and your citizenship is completely validated.
Oh, my friend, wonderful. I shake your hand. I embrace you.
It's all right. It's my pleasure.
Oh, you're embarrassed. I embrace you. Oh, I forgot you Native Americans are not so, how shall I say it, free in emotions. All these years in America, I keep forgetting this.
Oh, no, it's... perfectly all right. I can understand what a load this is off your mind.
Off my mind? Off my back? How can you know what this freedom is? Oh, bless you, Mr. Attorney.
Well, I really must go. I have a late meeting.
You'll excuse me, the telephone.
Of course. I'll let myself out.
You will thank your confreres, please. Tell them I'm overjoyed with gratitude.
I'll tell them.
Just one moment, please, and I will speak with you. Mr. Linden, you will also tell them I will write them letters of appreciation.
Yes, thank you.
Hello. Hello, this is Gregory McGronick speaking. Oh, it is you, Carl. I was just saying goodbye to the young lawyer. You have already heard the news on the radio, eh? Yes. Oh, yeah, you can always depend on the sentimental Americans. For 3 days marching in front of the immigration idiots. Excellent. Oh, then you will come here on Friday? Oh, we will have a great celebrations. No. None of them. Only my friends, my personal friends. Yeah. Now, no more worries. I can go about my business. No more threats. I'm like, they say, wrapped around in the Constitution. Yeah, all right. Goodbye, Carl. Oh, it's getting cold. Let me make a nice fire and sit in front. Have my own celebrations. Matches. Where? Oh, yeah. Oh, my bones. I am old. like they said, the persecuted old man. The sofa is soft. Cat. You want up, huh?
Up you go.
Yes, you have earned to sit in front of the fire. The newspaper photos of the kind old man with his old cat were very good for propaganda. Very good, very good. The gas fire is warm. You never saw those other fires, did you, Cat? No. Too many years ago for you, eh? The long lines of them marching to the fires, like obedient cattle. Behind my eyelids, I can see them. Such power I had. Such power. I alone chose who would live, who would die. Must stretch out. Go down, Cat. I must have more room to sleep. Tonight, I must sleep. No more worries. I am a special American citizen. And I will sleep good. The screams. They are beginning again. The screams. No. I have been vindicated. The lawyer said so. Then why do I still hear the screaming? Why do I still hear the screaming?
We return to our story of night happenings as time inexorably moves across the face of our country.
The Night is a non-sectarian, air-conditioned meeting house, echoing in a thundering chorus, Bible pounding, Bible reaching, hallelujahs, Lord's prayers, whispers, heaven-reaching, devil-catching, gospel-grinding, pitching-catching. The Night is a meeting house.
This concludes our great meeting for tonight. Bless you all, and don't forget to leave your free will offering as you go out to carry on the work of the Great Spirit. Hallelujah. Good night. God bless you, and don't forget to bring your friends next Saturday night, same time.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The meeting is closed.
Excuse me, Reverend.
No, sorry, brother. Sorry, in a little hurry tonight to do the work of the Lord. See you later.
God bless you, Reverend.
Harriet.
All right. I heard you stop yelling.
Well, if you'd answer me, I wouldn't have to yell at you. Well, how'd we do?
$50.83.
Why, the low-living, tight-fisted...
Don't blame them. It's you.
Me?
Preaching. By the way you were going tonight, you couldn't raise a dollar out of a hard shell on his way to perdition.
I've been doing all right.
You were doing all right, but I'm telling you, you're slipping downhill faster than a pig on a greased
pipe. Now, you look here.
Now, you listen to me. $50.83 from a meeting like tonight. You better listen.
Well, what do you got to say?
I've been doing a lot of thinking. These West Coast amen snorters ain't what they used to be, working in airplane plants and all that. They're getting modern ideas fast. Well, all right. Why shouldn't you get modern ideas?
I preach from the headlines.
Oh, that ain't enough. Charlie, we gotta throw off the old coat like a rattlesnake in the spring.
What do you mean?
Don't be thicker-headed than you are. We gotta go out of business and come back into business again.
Oh, talk words.
Just this. Electronics.
Huh?
Electronics. I've been giving it a lot of thinking. Everybody's talking about electronics, radio and television and that new stuff.
Yeah.
Computers. Electronics. Mm-hmm. That's what they're thinking about, and that's what we'll give them.
Well, you keep talking.
This is the night we're starting over. Close right down and move right out and start up somewhere else. Long Beach or San Diego. New start with a new name.
Well...
The electronical pathway to the cosmos.
Oh.
Now, don't you look down your nose at me. I'm talking sense. The electronical pathway to the cosmos. Now, that's scientific.
Yeah, yeah.
Fill the stage full of electrical stuff.
Uh-huh.
Sparks shooting around. Yeah. Sparks rising up to heaven. Yeah. Going up to heaven.
Uh-huh.
Ride the sparks to the fountainhead of all the cosmos.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And give membership pins. Make like jagged lightning.
Mm-hmm.
Pins to wear at $5 cash to show that they're a member.
Yeah.
The Electronical Society of the Cosmos.
Yeah, the Electronical Society of the Cosmos.
Right.
Oh, Harriet, I see it now. Jagged lightning crashing down on sinners.
That's right.
Burning sparks lifting the repentant sinners up, up, up to the highest pinnacle of the highest cosmos.
That's right.
Oh, the prophecies seen through the eyes of modern science, through electronics.
Right.
Oh, hallelujah. Amen. That's it. We're in business.
We return to our story of 1 hour of night as the tick of the clock deepens the darkness across our country.
The night is restless. It stirs and turns and carries with it the restless thoughts of artists, architects, contractors and builders, bricklayers and masons, ministers and teachers, tinsmiths, welders, charwomen, tailors, freightmen, executors and politicians, bankers, window washers, soldiers, brewers, leather makers, printers, butchers, tinners, roofers, fishers, millers, bondsmen, carpenters, lawyers, judges, painters, senators and representatives, wholesalers and retailers, tycoons. All the associates, colleagues, workers, and co-workers of the land.
Lawrence, close that window.
What? What did you say, Philip?
I said close the window. One thing I don't need is to catch a blasted cold.
Oh, sorry. I like to look down at the street this time of night. Wall Street. Might as well be Hootersville, Indiana. Not a car, not a pedestrian.
The window!
Okay, the window.
Where in the devil is that brother of yours? He knew the importance of this meeting.
Why is it, dear Philip, that Jason suddenly becomes my brother whenever there's a problem?
All right, my brother, your brother. He should be here. There's no excuse for his being late.
Patience, dear brother, patience.
Don't patience me! The time for patience has run out.
Your voice...
There's no one on this entire floor. You know that, so I'll yell all I please.
All right. Yell.
You're right. Be a good fellow. Get me a drink, will you?
Sure. So, what'll it be? The usual?
No. A bit of wine.
Right.
Is there any of the Cabernet Sauvignon I brought back with me from France last year?
No.
What do you mean, no? There was a full case. Call security. If I ever catch anyone sneaking up here...
Don't blame the hired help. Have you forgotten your daughter's sub-deb party last month?
Well, who in the hell authorized anyone to take that prime stock out of here?
You did.
Oh. Well, tell me, Lawrence, did the rains last month do any flooding at your place?
If you mean my wine cellar, no, of course not. When Eileen added that new greenhouse, I had the contractor extend the drains to take care of all that.
Well, at least you got something out of her. Passion for orchids? Me, I wasn't so fortunate. I mean, in those infernal rains. Water got into my garages. 6 of my classics have been sent off for refinishing.
Insurance?
Oh, naturally. But the Ferrari will have to go back to Modena. Who in this jungle could do justice to the coachwork?
Well, our prodigal brother arrives.
Who is there?
It's a night watchman. Who in the devil told you to come in here?
I'm sorry, sir, but I heard...
I don't give a damn what you heard. I gave strict orders. No one was to disturb us. Some heads are going to roll as soon as I find out who... Security? Who is this? Well, Mr. Whatever your name is, this is Philip Terrell. Yes, you do know the name, don't you? It appears on the plaque at the entrance to this building and on your paycheck, if you ever see another one. How dare you send a watchman up to the executive floor contrary to my express orders? No, I haven't time for your explanations. Just get him out of here, and if you value your job, no more personnel on this floor tonight. Do I make myself clear? Now, you, watchman, get the devil out of here, now.
Yes, sir.
Well, Philip, even in your old age, you haven't lost your knack of biting heads off with one snap of your jaws.
You aren't amusing. Believe me, I've made a note of that security fellow's name. Tomorrow morning... Now, who in the devil?
Well, well, Brother Jason at last.
Sorry I'm late. Hi, Phil, Larry. What was that watchman doing hightailing down the corridor?
Now you know how I detest your calling me Phil.
Sorry. Oh, is that a drink I see?
Now you've had enough to drink. Don't you realize the importance of this meeting yet?
Yes, Jason. Come along into the boardroom. Take my arm.
I'm okay. I'm beautifully okay.
Then come along, will you?
Coming. The room I love. Where did you import the paneling from, Phil? Philip, I keep forgetting. Out of Castle in Spain? And these chairs, out of Inquisition.
That's quite enough, Jason. Let's get down to business. I haven't all night.
Yes, sir, Massa.
I won't waste any time on why we're here. You both know.
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
Now, all I will say... is that a $50 million organization is jeopardized by one case of myopia. Blindness, if you will. Our majority stockholder, as late as yesterday, adamantly and unconditionally refuses to permit us to use any of the capital funds to join with the Ketus Corporation or with Gentech in research and development on those areas of recombinant DNA, which can eventually bring immense profits to our own company.
A lecture I don't need this hour of night.
I'm trying to give you the facts. Lawrence, you've researched recombinant DNA. Speak up.
Jason, all I can say is that unless we get into the business of inserting chosen genes into bacteria so that a new generation of bacteria emerges that can do everything from producing plastic to fertilizers to medicines without the need of huge factories like ours... My prophecy is that within 10 years or less, our business will go down the drain of obsolescence like radio tube factories or buggy whips.
Well spoken. Well, Jason?
Why exactly did our chairman of the board object?
With the statement that in dealing with DNA, we'd be tampering with life itself. The hour is late. No more discussion. Action. We've got to eliminate this block to the future of our company. There is only one answer to the problem. She has the voting power to stifle this corporation. I repeat, there is only one answer to our company problem. One answer. We've got to murder Mother.
The night is a sedative, prescribed by the rhythm of life's molecules... wearying in their sundance. And the night is an old medicine man mixing a dark brew of tremblings and laughter and fury and past ecstasy, terror and hurt, and the wordless murmurs of a woman talking in memory. The night is an old medicine man.
Easy, girl. Easy.
She's tired. Duster is, too. Aren't you, Duster?
Have we been riding long? What's the matter?
We've been out for over 2 hours.
Well, what do you know? I hope it rains soon. I mean, inside of a week. The barley...
Yes.
That county agent sure confuses me. About the plowing. I've used that kind of a plow on the North Field for over 20 years. Now he talks about disking it. Sure got me confused. Ah, the wind feels good.
Yes.
I've enjoyed riding in the moonlight. Haven't you? What's funny about that?
Well, you of all people. Talking about the moonlight.
Yeah.
Oh. When I think of how many times I've wanted you to go riding with me in the night.
Yeah. You knew when you married me that I was a farmer, not a horseman.
Oh, sure.
What does that mean?
When you were courting me.
Oh, yeah. We did do a lot of riding in those days, didn't we?
You wore a path all the way to the woods.
Yeah. I've been thinking. Those days, we used to ride on other people's land. Now, we've been riding all this time, and we haven't left our own land.
Yes.
Ada?
What?
What's the matter?
Nothing.
Your face. Suddenly gone so sad. Tell me. Ada?
You said our land.
Yes.
If he was only buried on our land.
Ada, don't.
I wanted to say it to you ever since we started out tonight. It's been in me for days. If he was only buried out here.
Now, what's the use of talking about it?
Why shouldn't I talk about it? Everybody else's dead son has a grave you can go to visit and put flowers on. Pat the earth. Talk to him and cry. Why can't I cry over my son?
Well, when there's a war...
Oh, don't talk to me about war. Talk to me about my son. Where is he? Where is his grave? Why haven't they found him and brought him to me?
You know, I have no answers. Just Vietnam.
Oh. Forgive me, Dave. I shouldn't have done this to you. Not on such a beautiful night.
It's all right. You had to talk about it sometime. Our son lies among strangers.
No. When you're dead, there are no strangers.
The night is a movement, east-west along the path grooved by the sun. The night is a movement, east-west.
What time is it?
Almost half past.
Maybe we ought to start for the launching pad.
They'll let us know when. What's the matter, fella? Haven't you learned how to wait yet?
Yeah.
Do we get to talk to our wives again?
Yeah, sure. From inside.
Oh, yeah.
Strange.
Hmm? What?
I thought about this waiting for months. First trip to the space station. Hallelujah. Now it's here. Doesn't seem real.
Thought about it so much, Imagination gets mixed up with reality.
What was the last word? Are they going to televise us to the public or keep it private?
We beam in on NASA. Nowhere else.
That's good.
Yeah. With this new propellant, if we blow, I guess they don't want the taxpayers to get turned off.
You know what I used to do on a night like this when I was a kid?
What?
I used to take rowboat rides in the park.
Same deal tonight. Bigger boat.
Yeah. Only then it was with a girl.
Florence?
No. Long before her. Look. Night's so clear. All those stars.
Yeah. Stars.
I'm glad blast-off time is before daybreak. I've always liked the night. Stick around, night. Stay right here. I'll be coming back for you. Maybe.
The land is in darkness. The day, once capering with the promise of its allotted hours, has gone, creeping agedly over the edge of the sky. Night, soft veiling, lies thickly over the cities, county seats, towns and villages, over the plantations, ranches, farms, and homesteads, over the mountains, buttes, dunes, knolls, over the rivers, lakes, the bays, and harbors. For a whisper of time, the night is on the land.
The Mutual Radio Theater is brought to you five nights a week at this time. Tonight's original radio play, Night, was written, produced, and directed by Arch Obler. Your host was Vincent Price. The narrator was Hans Conried. The cast was as follows. The screening sketch starred Shepard Mankin with William Phipps. The firehouse sketch starred Elliot Lewis with Byron Kane and William Phipps. Let's Murder Mama starred Shepard Mankin, Vic Perrin, and Byron Kane. Revival Meeting starred Virginia Gregg and Barney Phillips. Our Land starred Lorene Tuttle and Elliot Lewis. The astronauts were Frank Brzee and Byron Kane. The Mutual Radio Theater theme was composed by Nelson Riddle. John Harlan speaking. The Elliot Lewis production of Mutual Radio Theater is a presentation of CBI.
This is Cicely Tyson. Join us tomorrow when I'll have another story that illustrates one of love's many faces.